This is Audible.
Harper Audio presents Body Love. Live in balance, weigh what you want, and free yourself from food drama forever. By Kelly Levesque. Dedication. I dedicate this book to my husband, Chris, my soulmate, the yin to my yang, my best friend, and my perfect partner in life. Foreword. Written by Jessica Alba. The desire to live the healthiest, most sustainable life that I could is what led me to challenge the status quo and start The Honest Company. And when I met Kelly, I knew I had found a kindred spirit. We connected in 2015 at a time when I was struggling with a few health issues, inflammation being one of them, and just not feeling my best. And, like most women, I wanted to drop a few pounds. Los Angeles has no shortage of nutritionists, health gurus, and wellness experts, but Kelly had worked wonders for one of my best friends, so instinct told me that she was special. During our first meeting, I peppered Kelly with all sorts of questions. It's who I am. I want to know why. And quickly realized we were operating on the same wavelength. She's a geek for the science behind what we eat and the products we use, just like me. And as we dug through my pantry, dissected my typical grocery list, and went through a day in the life of what I was eating, she explained things in clear, simple terms, armed me with practical advice, and infused me with a renewed sense of confidence. It's one of the best things about Kelly. She sets you up for self-sustaining success. Naturally, when I heard she was putting her knowledge and her approach into a book, I was thrilled. Not only because I've had such incredible results working with her, but because I believe in who she is, what she does, and how she does it. She's passionate about her work, dedicated to helping others, conscientious of different lifestyles, and always, always, always a spark of positive energy in my life. And body love is a title? Killer. How many of us fall out of love with our bodies, our curves, and even ourselves? Believe me, as an actress, I felt the pressure we all feel, times a thousand, to be this weight, that jean size, or have those legs. Sorry, but I don't like trying to fit some idealized notion of perfection. I like me. My husband, Cash, likes me. And the funny thing is, once Kelly helped me let go of some of that pressure, the results I wanted, for me, came quickly and naturally. 11 inches in about 6 weeks. It's amazing what a little knowledge, confidence, and body love can do. At the heart of it, Kelly's approach aligns perfectly with my personal philosophy on food and nutrition. I call it honest eating, but really, it's just about eating clean, organic, and nutrient-dense food. What really clicked for me, her simple explanation of the science behind it all, how the right amount of macronutrients, her Fab Four, on my plate or in my smoothie, will balance my blood sugar and hunger hormones. I also love what her approach isn't. It's not about rules, calorie counting, or bland, boring food. Case in point, I like eating whatever I want, literally whatever, one day a week. When I mentioned this to Kelly, she didn't judge or lecture me. There wasn't even the slightest bit of guilt. She just smiled and said, "I got you, girl. This isn't all or nothing." It was so refreshing and empowering to hear. Kelly gets it. She's a woman, she's been there, and she's got you too. XO, Jessica Alba.
Introduction. Hello, I'm thrilled you've picked up Body Love and Want to Be Well. My name is Kelly Levesque, and I can't wait to share with you my approach to clean eating, wellness, and weight loss, which was originally called Be Well by Kelly, or BWBK. At its core, Body Love's about feeling empowered, not overwhelmed by food and nutrition. It's about using light, science-driven structure to stay on course and autocorrect if necessary, not being chained to an unsustainable or overly restrictive diet. It's about learning simple tips and tricks to eat to satiety and naturally balance your hunger hormones, not fighting not to eat. It's about ditching the food drama. No more aggressive cleanses. No more frustrating do not eat lists. No more yo-yo inducing fad diets. Why is my approach so different from the other diets out there? Because A, it's not a diet, and B, it's not a diet. It's a realistic, sustainable, 21st century approach that is rooted in the science of human nutrition, and it achieves real results. Best of all, my approach puts the power in your hands so you can eat the foods you love and build your own healthy lifestyle. So if you're here to feel empowered and liberated, you're in the right place. My approach is for you. Cultural attitudes toward food, nutrition, and wellness are shifting. It's not just the focus of people who shop at Whole Foods and wear Lululemon. Whether they know it or not, most of the wider population is gravitating towards a more personalized, holistic approach. People care more than ever about what they eat, are more educated than ever about where it comes from and how it's made, and are more attuned than ever to how it affects them personally. Thankfully, most people are open-minded and willing to accept an important, non-negotiable truth, that food has the power to shape not only our bodies and brains, but also our lives and our futures. I wrote this book to help you understand how the foods you're eating are affecting you and why. I want you to look and feel great, whatever that means to you. I want you to set yourself up for personal food freedom, not just for the next trip where a bikini or bathing suit is required, but for the rest of your life. In Body Love, you'll learn how to nourish your body with clean, whole foods that prevent elevated blood sugar, inflammation, and gut issues. You'll learn why certain foods make us gain weight and get sick and have the potential to create serious health problems. And I'll show you how certain foods can actually help you lose pounds and rediscover your optimal weight. One of the most powerful discoveries you'll make is that our bodies are not biologically designed to diet. They're designed to be fed, to respond to real hunger signals, and to feel satisfied and energized by the foods we eat. No one is born to be sick, fat, or unhealthy. In fact, our bodies are designed and wired to be well. My program will help you build light and sustainable structure from this biological blueprint. I'll also equip you with simple strategies and tools, such as the Fab Four, what I like to call protein, fat, fiber, and greens, and the Fab Four smoothie, a go-to solution to get the Fab Four in one meal, to seamlessly apply this knowledge to your everyday life. You'll see and feel results because you'll be giving your body the food it wants, when it wants. It's smarter than you. It knows. My approach isn't simply about losing weight so you feel vibrant and sexy. It's a powerful state of mind that emerges when you give your body the nourishment it needs. It's confidence, peace of mind, and a way to let go of all that mental baggage. The right foods will invigorate you mentally and liberate you psychologically. When you eat this way, you'll feel full of energy and your brain will feel whip smart. You'll stop worrying about food all the time and let go of food guilt, anxiety, and self-shame. You'll have the confidence to conquer any menu and trust yourself to make healthy choices because your body isn't craving sugar-laden junk. The title of this book is Body Love for a reason. Loving your body means respecting it, understanding it, and listening to it. Yes, I'm absolutely devoted to clean eating, optimizing my health, and living a conscious life of wellness. But I also want a glass of rosé on Friday, brunch with my girlfriends on Sunday, and a summer vacation to decompress and recharge my batteries, all without worrying about ruining a diet. I want to have my gluten-free cake and eat it too, without weight gain, inflammation, food guilt, and aging. I created my practice so I could ditch food drama and simply enjoy eating in a way that preserves good health and overall wellness, and that makes weight loss easy. Treating my body with this kind of flexibility, with an eye on balance, is the way I learned to truly love my body. The genesis of my practice goes back to my time in high school. While the world was fretting about the sure-to-be-coming Y2K computer crash, I was trying to convince my girlfriends not to do the latest, sure-not-to-work, crash diet. I was naturally drawn to the science of food and nutrition and continued to pursue that knowledge passionately during my college years. My dad always encouraged me to go into business. So after graduation, I paired business with my love of science and began an 8-year career in the medical field. I worked for Fortune 500 companies such as Johnson & Johnson, Stryker, and Hologic, and ended at Agendia in personalized medicine, offering tumor gene mapping and molecular subtyping to oncologists. Meanwhile, on the side, I gave a lot of free advice about food and nutrition to friends and family. How to stop sugar craving cycles that trigger binge eating, how to reduce bloating, how to lose 5 to 15 pounds before a wedding, how to clear hormonal acne, how different foods affect pregnancy, and so on. My career in medical science meant that I had to keep up with cutting-edge research on how diseases develop and how they can be treated. I loved the deep thinking required, especially the statistical analysis, deciphering data for statistical significance, distinguishing causation from correlation, and understanding why study design mattered so much. It was my job to then educate my clients, most of whom were MDs, about how to integrate this latest research into their clinical practices so they could save lives. In other words, I did what I do now. I read the research, deciphered its statistical significance, and educated my clients on research in a digestible way. This skill helped me dig deeper into nutritional science. And the more I read, the more advice I gave to an ever-expanding group of people. My interest in and passion for nutritional science grew naturally from this early immersion in medical science. I was fascinated by the line between wellness and disease and was becoming especially drawn to the growing field of holistic nutrition. I finally decided to formalize my interest through training in integrative and clinical nutrition. After several years of 18-hour days, hashtag hustle, working weekends, what's a weekend, and balancing the demands of two jobs, I decided to strike out on my own and form a business that could help people stay healthy from the beginning. And so, my business was born. My work as a holistic nutritionist, health coach, and wellness expert has been the most gratifying, rewarding work of my life. Over the past 4 years, my client base has grown from a small, devoted group in Los Angeles to a global network of men and women who live to be well. My clientele runs the gamut. I work with men and women of all ages, from all sorts of backgrounds, who have a wide array of different health issues, goals, and lifestyle preferences. I've received a lot of positive attention because a good number of my clients are celebrities, actors, actresses, TV personalities, and professional athletes. But I work with everyone. Moms, dads, brides, grooms, vegans, vegetarians, lawyers, and other professionals, executives, entrepreneurs, and so on. I also write articles and contribute to many well-known publications and blogs. All this has helped build a groundswell of support and interest in my approach. But there are two, even more powerful reasons that the word has spread. My approach delivers results, and it's realistic. What do I mean by results? For starters, anyone can lose 4 easy pounds in a week just by starting their day with one of the Fab Four smoothies in this book. They appear on the enhanced portion of this audiobook. If you want to take a peek, more about the enhancement later. If you stick to this alone, you'll more than likely lose up to 10 pounds in 2.5 weeks. You can also clear acne, manage polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS, and reverse diabetes and heart disease markers while you're at it. You don't have to be overweight to be pre-diabetic, with elevated blood sugar and inflammation silently laying down the foundation for heart disease. And I love to hear from my clients that my approach is realistic. Why? Because it's a totally sustainable lifestyle that doesn't require overthinking, chaining yourself to eat this, not that lists, or mandatory commitment to grueling workouts. You're not going to be made to carry around a list of foods that you can or can't eat. You won't be told to eat every 3 to 4 hours. You're never going to think about dieting again. Essentially, Body Love offers an approach to eating and being well that's all about simplifying decisions so you don't have to overthink your food choices. I'll show you how to spend just 15 minutes shopping early in the week so you're set up to open your fridge, pick from a few basic nutritious ingredients, and go for it. Instant, satisfying, delicious meals. I'll also show you how to easily prepare for dinners out, weekends away, and a host of other real-life what-should-I-eat moments. If you have intolerances or allergies, I'll help you feel empowered, not inhibited, in spite of your body's reactions. And if you find yourself feeling out of balance or off course, I'll show you how to quickly and easily autocorrect, sans guilt. My approach is a drama and anxiety-free lifestyle that works at home and on the go to fit the way you live. The heart of the Fab Four lifestyle. At its heart, my approach is rooted in my love of and trust in science, as well as my desire to simplify complicated information for everyone so that it's easily accessible and makes sense. Specifically, my approach is based on the chemistry of controlling and maintaining optimal blood sugar balance so that your body uses 1, proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, macronutrients, 2, vitamins and minerals, micronutrients, and 3, antioxidants, phytonutrients, in ways that allow you to eat to satisfaction, naturally turn off your hunger hormones, and still lose or maintain weight. The science of how our blood sugar works, coupled with an emphasis on eating real, anti-inflammatory whole foods, is what separates my program from the quick-fix fads, diets, and other trendy low-carb plans. Through blood sugar balance, you'll get all that you need to be vibrant and arrive at your own ideal weight. You'll rediscover that food should be enjoyed, not stressed over, especially as we return to basic, clean foods in their natural form. When we take away processed ingredients, packaged meals, and snacks, if you're listening to this, you aren't a toddler, and you don't need snacks. And once again, let our taste buds and stomachs enjoy delicious protein, fat, fiber, and greens. The Fab Four. Unsullied by harmful chemicals, we relearn how to eat the way we were meant to eat. To satiety. Have you ever counted calories? It's awful. We won't be doing it. The vast majority of diets out there have relied upon the misleading notion that any kind of weight loss must be about limiting calories, portions, or food groups. But that's just not the case. My approach is all about balance. Here's some of what you can expect. Actress and CEO Jessica Alba, 35, lost 11 inches in 6 weeks. Actress Kate Walsh, 49, drinks Fab Four smoothies for health and longevity. Model and actress Molly Sims, 43, got back to her pre-baby weight within 12 weeks. Actress and director Emmy Rossum, 30, lost 8 inches preparing for her wedding. Bethany, 45, lost 10 pounds in 4 weeks, 3 inches around her waist and hips, and even 1 inch around each arm. Mariah, 36, cured her sugar cravings, toned her abs, legs, and arms, and cleared her acne. Abby, 27, lost 8 pounds in 2 weeks and went down 2 jean sizes. Emily, 31, lost 30 pounds in 3 months simply by having breakfast. She enjoyed a Fab Four smoothie daily. And the men? Connor Cook, 23, a quarterback for the Oakland Raiders, lost 6% body fat and gained 9 pounds of muscle to prepare for the NFL draft. Evan Peters, 29, and Ben Hardy, 25, clocked in at less than 10% body fat before filming X-Men Apocalypse. Chris, 52, lost 15 pounds in 6 weeks while still eating out with clients. John, 42, not only lowered his cholesterol, but lost 8 pounds in a month. Scott, 35, an actor, didn't need to lose weight, but his soft belly was transformed when he tried and stuck to my plan. On my program, you'll absolutely lose weight, if that's your desire. Lose fat, increase lean muscle mass, and go down at least 1 size in jeans. Your hair will become thicker and shinier, your skin will clear up and take on a fresh glow, and your overall appearance will remarkably improve. On the inside, your body will adapt to this new inner balance by no longer swelling, gaining weight, or breaking out as easily as before. You will feel more energetic and sleep better too. Clients come to me because they're frustrated and tired of feeling so out of control with their health. They sense that there is a simpler way, and they're right. I offer them common sense techniques to get rid of their self-doubt and anxiety about food and connect them to their why. Why they want to lose weight, get in shape, find balance, change their lifestyle, and feel healthier. I want to share all their successes with you. I want to show you how to read your body's signals and reset your blood sugar so you can enjoy true inner balance rather than just jumping on the next best thing or latest fad diet. I want you to feel empowered without being overwhelmed. And I want you to build a sustainable plan that works for you in the long term. The Fab Four is the simplest structure to balance blood sugar, avoid inflammation, and nourish your body daily. It's an approach to eating that sets you free so that you can just live and be well. Finally, Body Love will come with a healthy dose of me. I fully invest myself in every single client I have. I live to inspire and love helping clients tackle whatever health issue, goal, or lifestyle desire they may have. Through the plan in this book, I want to invest in you. I want you to thrive and be well. It's up to you how this book works. Okay, not to get all Tony Robbins on you, but there's a process here, and it involves both of us. First me, then you. So listen up. I'll give you all the information, the science, the light structure, the tips, tricks, strategies, and tools in a clear, simple, digestible way so that it makes sense. You'll immediately see why my approach achieves results, because it creates a realistic, sustainable plan based on how your body actually works. Then it's your turn. My approach is useful only if you put it to use. You have to want this empowering change for yourself. That's your starting point. From there, I'll show you the path to food freedom. I said it'd be seamless to apply my approach to your life, and I meant it. I'm not one to overthink and overcomplicate things. My approach is the exact same. Less thinking, less obsessing, and more living. Case in point. To start, all you need to do is have a Fab Four smoothie and put together a quick hashtag Fab Four meal. Both will balance your blood sugar and keep you in balance throughout the day. You'll have a lot of choices, a lot of different flavors. You won't have to do any calorie counting or portion sizing. You won't make long lists to take to the grocery store. You won't have to check a do not eat list under the restaurant table. And you won't be drinking only juice for 3, 5, or 7 days straight. In fact, when new clients arrive, I often pause on giving them a full download on food science and take a bit of a shortcut. I welcome them, give them the sense of where they'll be heading, to the land of be well and be plenty, and simply suggest that for 1 week, they start their day with a Fab Four smoothie. Then I send them on their way. After just 1 week, I start getting texts such as these. OMG. Down 4 pounds and feeling good. I heart you so hard. Kel, why am I not hungry? It's 1:30 p.m. I don't get it. LOL. I get it. What's next? How can I lose even more weight? These texts are real, and I have hundreds more. Throughout the book, you'll read a lot of success stories and a few more texts that will inspire and motivate you. These stories will illustrate the science at work and the quick ways my clients lost weight, lowered cholesterol, cleared their skin, and addressed a number of other health, food, and nutrition issues. The key takeaway is that eating the right anti-inflammatory foods and balancing our blood sugar are highly effective ways to tackle our unique challenges. Of course, each of us is different. The concept of bio-individuality is an important thread throughout this book, and you'll be asked to do numerous self-checks so that you stay attuned to your body's specific responses, reactions, and needs. Let's take a closer look at how this book is organized to set you up for success. In part one, the science behind the Fab Four formula, you'll learn what foods our bodies need, what blood sugar is, and why balancing blood sugar is so important. I'll introduce you to the basics of the hashtag Fab Four formula, which balances blood sugar and helps you find your sweet spot of satiety so that you not only feel fed throughout the day, no hangry cravings, but also exist in a body state that burns fat and gobbles up excess pounds. In addition, you'll learn why the diets you've tried have failed and about the food sources that trigger fat storage, bloating, sugar cravings, and precursors to disease. I'll also debunk some myths about fruit. Too much sugar, even if they have fiber. Juicing. Insulin resistance waiting to happen. And gluten. Going gluten-free isn't a fad. You'll then respond to several questionnaires so that you become more aware of your body, its habits and reactions, and your tendencies and patterns. In part two, the Fab Four solution, I'll share an approach to eating that will free you from ever having to diet again. You'll learn exactly how eating meals based on the Fab Four set you up to lose weight and maintain that weight loss. You'll learn how to make the mental shift so you stop counting calories. Let go of the restrictive deprivation mindset that you associate with diets and weight loss, and replace it with a strong, confident, and very chill state of mind. You'll also respond to a few more questions and do a couple of exercises that will help you build your own lifestyle and make this shift real and life-lasting. You'll also put pen to paper and clarify your goals for the next week, month, and hopefully beyond, and start a Fab Four notebook. Your notebook will also be a place where you can track your emotions related to food. It's not exactly a food diary, but an exercise that will be a huge help on your journey to food freedom. I'm a big believer in the power of being conscious and honest with ourselves. It's not about perfection. It's about becoming aware of and truly connected to you, with all your questions, victories, mistakes, and corrections. My approach is designed to help you understand what works best for you, so you learn to be with yourself and trust yourself. I want you to own your process each and every day. Don't judge it, just be aware of it. The benefits, the bumps, the beauty, and the bliss, they're all part of being well. In part 3, your Fab Four Life, I'll pull together the troubleshooting and other lifestyle advice that will ensure your success. You'll learn how to remove the drama from lunch and dinner, and how to autocorrect after a weekend of fun. And if you have specific health conditions such as prediabetes or celiac disease, you can also learn how to use a glucometer, blood sugar monitor, to keep even more careful track of your blood sugar. By understanding how to adjust your eating when traveling, during the workday, and on vacation, you'll discover flexible solutions on the go. You'll also discover how to maximize the effects of a minimal workout. Say goodbye to a mandatory 7-day-a-week workout regime. Unless, of course, you love to move. In that case, more power to you. Just remember to rest. I'll share a collection of cardio and strengthening exercises that will increase your insulin sensitivity, tone your body, and calm your mind. Chapters on all over body vibrancy, managing stress, and beauty will help you create tools to support your new lifestyle. You'll find some fun tips for integrating meditation into your day and how to detox and use supplements to boost weight loss or keep you right where you want to be. My approach is about discovering a livable, sustainable way of eating that makes you feel good and look great, whatever that means to you. Together, these simple steps will reset the biochemistry behind your metabolism and enable you to lose weight, if you want to, and feel and be healthier. I can't emphasize enough how good you will feel when you simply learn how to balance your blood sugar. From this place of calm and clarity, you'll learn to trust yourself. You'll learn how to stop doubting and overthinking your food choices. You won't worry about the number on the scale. You will simply be. Remember, A, this isn't a diet, and B, this isn't a diet. One more thing. Be sure to check out the enhanced portion of this audiobook, a downloadable and printable PDF that includes all the recipes, exercises, and other tools from the book. It's available where you purchase this audiobook. Now let's get started. Part 1. The science behind the Fab Four formula. Chapter 1. All diets work until they don't. At the outset, let's get one thing straight. I've been there. I've cried with all my clothes piled around me because nothing fits. I've tried to ditch 10 pounds post-breakup and pre-vacation. I've had one too many glasses of wine and rebounded into a juice cleanse to compensate. At times, I felt helpless, unhappy with my body, and totally confused about what to do. I'm not the doctor giving you the miracle diet that fixes everyone, nor am I the rigid eater who can easily say no to food. I'm an emotional human being, and I've been on the roller coaster. I've been there, everywhere, with food, diets, and trying to be healthy. As a young woman growing up in the 90s and 2000s, when fad diets and health trends really burst into popular culture, I found myself devouring every health, diet, and lifestyle book I could find. I have always been active and healthy, with no serious medical conditions, but as many of you can probably relate, I was constantly striving for perfection. Why is it that we're never satisfied? Like so many young women, I seem to never stop wanting to be physically better somehow. A smaller size, with six-pack abs, and a thigh gap, and always 5 pounds lighter, no matter what my weight at the time. By high school, a third of my meals were salads. Sound familiar? I know I'm not alone in that kind of fixation on food, and it wasn't because of how I was raised. I grew up in a stable, loving household. My parents were affectionate and supportive. I'm the eldest of 3 girls, and my dad always told us that we were beautiful no matter what. My parents didn't obsess about food. Neither of them was a food cop. In fact, the opposite was true. Our cabinets contained every packaged snack Costco sold. Wheat Thins, Goldfish, frosted animal crackers, and powdered donuts, to name a few. My mom made all our lunches, and we rarely went out for dinner. We had regular taco nights, pasta with meat sauce, pork chops with applesauce, and casseroles. My dad loves casseroles. For lunch, I ate tuna salad, turkey sandwiches, cut up cheese and apples, and chicken noodle soup. My food upbringing was a little slice of Americana, plain and simple. But I had absorbed our culture's obsession with weight and perfection. So when I saw my weight fluctuate, which drove me crazy, I did what any 13-year-old going on 30 would do. I voraciously read diet books. My mom would say, "It's okay, honey. We grow out before we grow up." But I wanted to know more and find a solution. Some of the diets described in these books are the ones you've probably heard of. Atkins, The Zone, South Beach, Mediterranean, Blood Type, Alkaline, Vegan. Why I was allowed to fixate over diet books, but not allowed to watch The Simpsons, still baffles me. With every book and every year that passed, my insatiable desire and curiosity for the science of human nutrition and the body grew. And a funny thing also started to happen. The more I learned, the less I cared about the scale or being perfect, whatever perfect was. Why? Because I was beginning to understand my body, not some idealized version I saw on TV or in magazines. I also began to understand exactly what to do to feel in balance, get back on track if I didn't, or if I went to a party, and leave my meltdowns in the rearview mirror. During my first few jobs out of college working for medical companies, I sought out research articles, combed through the primary sources on nutrition, and read specialty books like Gut and Psychology Syndrome, Gluten Freedom, and Lights Out, Sleep, Sugar, and Survival. Eventually, my knowledge bucket spilled over, and I found myself at parties talking to friends about what I was reading, what I was learning, and the benefits I was seeing. Nerd alert. One of my first insights was this. When you look at a diet book, strip the title, and review the plan and approved foods, you'll see a lot of the same stuff repackaged with minor tweaks. Did you know that even the new Weight Watchers Smart Points increase points for sugar and decrease points for protein? It's very similar to the Atkins, Mediterranean, and South Beach diets, with more counting and a bonus support group. Then came the gluten-free, high-fat, gut health, and lifestyle diets, such as Paleo and Whole30. And the same was true. So what are they all really saying? Eat vegetables, healthy fats, and wild proteins. And how are people losing weight, calming inflammation, and feeling great? The exact same way. The best diet books work because they're based on how our bodies metabolize food, which I'm all for. But at the same time, many of them cause food anxiety, diet addiction, and low self-esteem. Because they're diets. Over time, I became more and more confident that I knew how to eat in a way that would make me feel good. I committed to living a clean lifestyle and eating in a healthy way without obsessing about food. And eventually, the desire to eat healthy converged with my intellectual curiosity to know more about how the things we eat affect our health, wellness, and emotional well-being. In forming my company, I finally caught up to what I was always meant to be doing. My college transcript will show the best grade I received at USC was in my Nature of Human Health and Disease class. Like no other subject, the science of nutrition and biology is cataloged in my brain. My inner librarian is on point. I can easily reference and compare new studies amid the constant stream of new diet books. But like so many people, I'm the product of this fad diet system. And also, like so many, I never quite had the rigid discipline or self-control that was called for to stay on these diets for more than a few weeks. Maybe a month. Tops. The sad irony is that when I'd go back to just eating healthy, I would always gain weight. Why? Because whatever diet I had been on was not right for my body and totally unsustainable. No one wants to be on a diet. But we also don't trust ourselves without a plan. What I really needed was non-existent. I wanted a real lifestyle plan, light structure around what was healthy to stay balanced, and a contingency plan for celebrating life. But most important, I wanted to feel empowered. This is not to say I didn't find any useful information in those books. I did. I found a lot. My inner geek soaked up nuggets of nutritional science, biology, anatomy, pharmacology, biochemistry, whatever I could find. And often this information made sense, especially if it was packaged or associated with a plan that helped me lose weight. But whatever the strategy, no carb, low carb, no fat, low fat, all cabbage, just juice, I'd always gain back the weight I'd lost because I couldn't sustain it. So for all the good information and diets that delivered results, I was in constant fear that those results were just temporary. And they so often were. I realized I needed to know even more. I wanted to see the studies supporting dietary claims. Why were there so many contradictions? When I'd do a first round of research on the internet, I'd find dozens of theories, contradictions, and biased studies that had gone viral, only adding to and exacerbating the misinformation and confusion out there. For instance, You might recall the study that claimed that soy could help prevent breast cancer. It was cited 347 times. What? I worked in oncology for 6 years and know that breast tumors that are estrogen receptor positive will grow when fed estrogen. So why would we recommend soy, a product full of phytoestrogen, as a prevention strategy? Six other studies went the other way and explained soy's potential role in tumor growth. But what's cited and goes viral too often becomes the truth, both anecdotal and otherwise. So I decided to dig deeper than the first page of my Google search results. I used my research skills, went to the source, and read the actual studies. I mined PubMed articles and began to separate the studies that had been replicated from those that made bold, often exaggerated, or even misleading claims. Gradually, I became aware of two important realities. One, we are only at the tippy top of the iceberg when it comes to nutritional research. In a lot of instances, studies are funded by big business, which limits and dictates what gets researched. To make matters more complicated, government agencies offer advice that is somehow always pro the industry they regulate, as with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which is also very pro-agribusiness. It comes at the expense of our health, further muddying the waters for people about what is safe to buy in our grocery stores, never mind holding back the advancement of continued education and nutrition. To say that more research is needed is a huge understatement. Two, the knowledge landscape is always in flux, constantly evolving. For instance, only a few short years ago, scientists believed mapping the human genome would unravel the diseases plaguing our society. We were told in big, front-page headlines that genes held the answers to all our current health problems. Today, only a few short years later, scientists tell us that the genes are only one facet of understanding our individual health signature, and they can't possibly explain or deliver the solutions we were hoping for. They pivoted to what they believe is a more comprehensive way to understand the great complexity of human health and disease states. This new understanding of how our genetic inheritance constantly interacts with the environment is called epigenetics. Epigenetics is an important development to note. Any one of us might carry a biomarker for certain diseases, cancer, heart disease, or diabetes, for example. But that disease might get triggered only if a certain lifestyle, such as stressful physical and/or emotional environment, is present. Molecules produced by our healthy gut bacteria play a very important role in either directly or indirectly affecting epigenetic processes in the body. New research even suggests that our gut microbiota influences our glycemic responses to food. Our diet also plays a vital role in maintaining the health of the microorganisms living in and on our body, our macrobiota. In other words, we may be able to avoid certain diseases if we live healthier lifestyles. This connection between lifestyle, microbiota, and the human genome is proof that we need to strive for clean eating, real food, and balanced meals with high nutrition built in, and not jump on gimmicky gut health fads. Making sense of it all. The Fab Four formula is the result of my life experience and my multi-year deep dive into diet books and hardcore nutritional science. At a certain point after college, while working in oncology, I realized that my passion for understanding the science of food, the biomechanics of weight loss, and the reasons that people respond so differently to foods and diets had become my day job, even though it really wasn't. I had begun helping friends and family reverse all sorts of conditions, including food allergies, inflammation, and insulin resistance. I understood what these results meant, that balancing blood sugar and eating a nutritious lifestyle, a Fab Four lifestyle, meant that I was on to something important. And that's when, with the encouragement of my husband, I decided I would focus all of my energy on helping people discover the balance and food freedom that I now enjoy. What have I learned since then? What drives my practice to help clients hit goals and stop obsessing over food? What helps them lose weight so they can look and feel amazing, whatever that means to them? What is the key to avoiding disease and setting yourself up for personal food freedom in the long term? Light structure based on the science of balanced blood sugar and eating to satiety, not a rigid, rule-filled diet. Since I've done the research, I can cut through all the noise out there in magazines and books, online and on podcasts, and in the news. How are you supposed to have any idea what's right for you or anybody else? I take great pleasure and pride in sifting through the ocean of dense and conflicting information for my clients to help them silence the noise and simply be able to live. I develop that same holistic, personalized approach for my clients that I did for myself. My hundreds of personal clients vary in age, backgrounds, and walks of life, from business professionals and NFL athletes to teens, brides, and new moms, from actors and television hosts who want to look great on camera to clients afflicted with gout, leaky gut, celiac disease, gestational diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, high cholesterol, PCOS, diabetes, and psoriasis. Two quick success stories. John, a 40-year-old CEO of a multi-million dollar beauty company, was suffering from high cholesterol and a stubborn belly roll. He was what I call a high cholesterol pescatarian, who didn't eat red meat and relied mostly on fish and soy for his protein. But he wasn't getting enough protein or good fat. When we removed the soy protein bar snacks, high-carb breakfast cereal, and champagne with dinner, and replaced them with Fab Four meals, a combination of foods based around the essential macronutrients, protein, fat, fiber, and greens, and a Fab Four smoothie, John not only lost 8 pounds, but reduced his cholesterol significantly. Bethany, a 35-year-old mother of three, wanted to show her daughters good eating habits, but she also wanted to lose some weight. She was eating scrambled egg whites and tablespoons of almond butter for breakfast, but starving herself the rest of the day, so she was always hungry. She was also working out excessively and not sleeping. When we made a few simple changes to both the timing and content of her meals, she not only lost weight, 10 pounds in 4 weeks, but began sleeping through the night and stopped feeling anxious and hungry all the time. John and Bethany both learned how to make food decisions that would balance their blood sugar and how to eat to satiety. My Fab Four formula works for all sorts of people because it's both specific and personalized. Clients learn how their blood sugar curve works, what triggers hunger and inflammation, and what a balanced meal really looks like. If you put protein, fat, fiber, and greens on your plate at every meal and feel and see the results, then you're empowered to eat that way. You quickly learn the joy and relief of feeling relaxed around food. And you'll avoid those strict, zero-tolerance diet rules that make you feel confined, food-obsessed, and guilty when you don't hit the mark. My approach isn't about rules, or eat and do not eat lists. I help my clients understand what happens in their body when they eat certain foods, and from there, figure out simple principles to guide their diet, nutrition, and lifestyle decisions. If you know why something is good for you, or not, if you know how something will optimize your body's performance, or not, and if you know how your body works and doesn't, then the shackles come off and you find freedom. By contrast, diets tend to lock you up somewhere else. Scale, jail. One of the key things I've learned is that we all have our range. Our fit range and our fat range. You know that feeling of being a few pounds down when everything is great? It is great. Then you relax a bit. Stop being so hypervigilant and enjoy yourself a little. Soon, you indulge yourself right back into your fat range. So, you run to whatever quick fix fad diet sounds best and hop on board, hoping you can stick with it for more than 72 hours. These types of cycles and weight swings are a form of torture, as we watch the scale and ourselves with no real sense of control. But what's really crazy is expecting our weight to be stagnant or fixed. Unfortunately, this is the underlying expectation of many diets. In reality, the body has a normal range or equilibrium called homeostasis. But that's all it is, a range. It might sound cliched, but the only constant is change. Our body is always regulating our acidity and alkalinity, body temperature and blood pH. Most of the time, our cells do fine, automatically balancing our blood sugar and other contributing factors. In fact, right now, millions of cells have channels and membranes that are bringing nutrients into your cells and pushing nutrients out. And a lot can change in a day. Let's just look at fluid. You can sweat anywhere from 1.5 gallons, average, up to 4 gallons, hard work, in just one day. For reference, 1 gallon of water weighs 8.34 pounds. This doesn't mean you can lose 12 actual pounds in a day, but it points to how our bodies react strongly to what we do or don't do. Beyond hydration levels, our body weight is controlled by our conscious actions to stop eating when we're full, go to bed early, and get enough movement. Knowing how to connect to this built-in ideal body weight isn't all automatic. It's highly emotional and conscious. It takes awareness of how we feel. So it would actually be surprising for us to weigh the same amount day after day. When you live the Fab Four lifestyle, you'll stop living and dying by the scale. You'll focus on nourishing your body, trusting its signals, and looking and feeling vibrant for yourself, not the scale. So if the goal is not to achieve a fixed ideal weight, what is the goal? Balance. Scale homeostasis. Balance isn't easy. Trust me, I've been there. I still experience an internal struggle over finding it. I want to be the life of the party, pouring the vino and making my best friends laugh, but I also want cucumber water, hot baths, high-intensity interval training, and yoga classes. Balance is having them both, and freedom is ditching restrictive diets and using knowledge as your guide. When you feel out of balance, you're not yourself. If you enjoy going out with friends but tend to gain weight when you do, you can become afraid to leave the safety of home, where it's easier to control your food choices and avoid a world of options that might make you inflamed or bloated or gain weight. But what if you knew you wouldn't have to panic about going out? To know that if you plan to go wine tasting on the weekend, you can prepare accordingly and autocorrect quickly. That's the Fab Four formula. All restrictive diets eventually implode, leaving you feeling less confident than you were when you started. Our inability to stay on plan can wreak havoc, setting off a cascade of insecurity that sends ripples into other areas of your life. Relationships, work, family. How is that healthy? It's not. Enough dieting. And for goodness sake, this is not the time to snag a 3-day juice cleanse. The weight loss is only temporary, and in the end, you'll be left feeling irritable and full of cravings. In other words, do not pass go, do not collect $200, go directly to scale jail. My plan encourages you to celebrate within reason, knowing you can bring yourself back into alignment. Binging and cleansing cycles swing you back and forth like an out-of-control pendulum. But happiness and health are attained when you find balance. But balance isn't when you stop moving and live a rigid, overly planned, supposedly perfect life. You are human. None of us is perfect. You will swing a little from time to time. We all do. Balance is found with intentional movement to eat clean, sweat often, and even enjoy a glass of wine with friends. Accept who you are, love who you are, and build a lifestyle focused on health, not some abstract idea of perfection. Punishing yourself for failing is unhealthy and unproductive, and breeds disappointment. You just need light direction. And you can think of this book as the bumpers on your bowling lane. How most diets steer you wrong. I didn't create my company to bash all the diets out there. They're generally well-intentioned and simply exist to help people lose weight. The good ones are based on unbiased scientific studies with significant p-values, i.e., a strong probability of outcome, explain common medical issues, and explore real success stories. But here's why they end up not working. One, most livable plans work only in an antisocial vacuum. Two, they expect you to have an unemotional relationship with food. Three, they require hour upon hour of preparation in the kitchen. Four, they don't account for travel, celebrations, or real life. And five, most are all or nothing. Many diets require you to make wholesale lifestyle changes all at once. That's a tall order for anyone and doesn't set you up for success. Further, diets can keep you vulnerable to cravings, set you up for food obsession, and make you overthink calories. Dramatic food claims have you cutting out perfectly good food options and petrified to eat out. Many diets are so restrictive in their food choices that you begin to resent them. The donut you weren't going to eat anyway now haunts your do not eat dreams. And when you go off plan, you fail. What? You're forced to either look for the next quick fix or start all over again tomorrow, Monday, or the next month. It's the diet mentality and subsequent binges that keep us addicted to foods that trigger disease. Because essentially, you're only ever on or off plan. How is that sustainable? Let's say you start a new plan and are 100% committed to never eating rice again. But what happens when you eventually want sushi? Will it be the sugar-laden white rice or the arsenic-rich brown rice? You see, I can give you a number of reasons you should have one over the other or none. But wellness isn't the result of a binary decision. Ultimately, my recommendation would depend on what else you were eating with that meal. What you ate earlier that day, your daily workout schedule, and most importantly, what do you like best? When was the last time you asked yourself that? diets focus on fear and restriction with a side of doomsday. It always reminds me of the Ellen DeGeneres stand-up bit about the obviousness of antidepressant commercials. All the commercials on TV today are for antidepressants, for Prozac or Paxil, and they get you right away. Are you sad? Do you get stressed? Do you have anxiety? Yes, I have all those things. I'm alive. Do we really need to be pandered to by drug companies and reminded that life is stressful? Diet gurus do the same thing. They play on our emotions and then remind us that we're destined to be a fat bag of toxins unless we comply. One of the main reasons diets steer you wrong is by asking you to restrict or count calories, remove food groups, or weigh your food. But even if a plan doesn't specifically instruct you to track, count, or watch calories, most clients I meet with initially believe they need to reduce calories if they really want to lose weight. The idea of calories is so deeply ingrained in each of us that if we even allow ourselves to eat breakfast, we limit it to a hard-boiled egg, a non-fat latte, a protein bar, or a solo green juice. Indeed, as recently as 2015, the USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services stated together that the best way to manage weight was to control calorie intake and maintain appropriate calorie balance during each stage of life: childhood, adolescence, adulthood, pregnancy, and breastfeeding, and older age. This principle has been the sometimes silent and sometimes overt foundation of almost every diet published over the past 50 years. But as our population has become heavier and heavier, the medical and science communities have begun to question this so-called medical fact. Pioneers such as doctors Robert Lustig, David Perlmutter, Mark Hyman, and David Ludwig have pushed back on this conventional wisdom and begun to size up and apply the research being done. We're starting to understand that calories don't really count. They backfire. Calorie consumption guidelines ultimately diminish our underlying trust in ourselves to make good food choices. Further, they ignore biological need, blood sugar response, and hormonal reactions. Eating those 100-calorie packs undermines and erodes an innate ability that we all possess: the body's natural drive to find its ideal weight and set point. Diets with a light, more livable structure have grown in popularity, making it easier for people to eat successfully and ditch some drama. But there's usually a catch. For instance, approved sugars. We love sugar and push the limits to eat naturally occurring sugar in things like coconut flour cookies, almond meal banana bread, or simply lots of fruit. But even a naturally occurring sugar will affect your blood sugar, inflammation levels, and hormones. I know the effect of certain diets and types of foods because I examine my clients' lab results firsthand. I read lab reports, blood, urine, stool, and spit, from a nutrition standpoint, looking for high glucose, cholesterol, and cortisol, and other indications of inflammation, like C-reactive protein and interleukin-6. Then I help clients build individual plans to fix their issues or reach their goals with real food. When 30-year-old Eric came to me, he had been fighting gout